Welcome to Health Podcast in Ghana. Information about a variety of medical subjects. Before we start this podcast, don't forget the following. These health podcasts provide free of charge information about general medical conditions and problems. It is in no case a substitute for a doctor. For questions about your own situation, we refer you to a health care professional. Welcome. My name is Dana Hafiz Babulana. Today, again, I welcome you to Health Podcast Ghana. We are glad you are listening. Before we begin, don't forget Health Podcast Ghana is available free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many more. Just search Health Podcast Ghana and you will find us. You will find clear episodes on malaria, high blood pressure, diabetes, meningitis, and many more. And you will find all this in many languages, including English, Kukumba, and Dagbani for now. Today, we are hearing from Francis Kweku Owusu, Senior Nurse Manager at Karaga Municipal Hospital. Today, episode is about
epitaxis.
Epitaxis. You hear from Kweku Owusu. So, Mr. Kweku, please, what is epitaxis?
Well, thank you very much. Epistaxis simply means nosebleed. So even if you cannot mention the word epistaxis, it's the English word nosebleed, when people bleed from their nostrils. And it's one of the common emergencies, medical emergencies we see in the emergency room. And normally we have two types. Sometimes you bleed from the anterior part of the nose, sometimes the posterior part of the nose. In younger children or young adults, normally it happens at the anterior portion. And then in the adults, it happens at the posterior portion of the nose. And it's also common in children than
yes,
in
just
adults.
Just to ask you, what is a posterior and...
Yeah, the posterior is... But thank you. The posterior is behind the nose.
Okay.
And anterior is in front of the nose. So the nose has divisions. It has divisions. So you see that the outer nose is there, but the anterior portion is there, and then the posterior portion, or the frontal portion of the nose and the back portion of the nose. So in the children or in the young adults, it normally happens at the front or the anterior portion of the nose, and then in adults it happens behind the nose septum. There's a septum or there's a division that divide the nose into these portions. Yeah, so it's a nosebleed, which is, like I said, one of the emergencies we always see at the other surgical emergency or medical emergency or the emergency room. You know, and like I said, it's common in children more than in adults because of the nature of how kids are and all that. Yes.
Thank you. So what are the causes of this, the nosebleed?
Yes. The causes are basically trauma. When we say trauma, a blow to the nose. Children are playing. He falls down on his face, or somebody threw a footwear and it hit the nose. Sometime in a fight, you know, the blow goes on the nose, or through accidents. So basically trauma to the nose or to the face can cause epistaxis or nosebleed to happen. Normally it happens in one nostril, you know, happen in one nostril, but sometimes it can happen in both nostrils. The nostrils are the holes in the nose. The nose have two holes. So normally it happens in one. But sometimes you can get it through both holes. Sometimes the bleed or the blood comes through the throat, like I said, if the bleeding is behind the nose, the posterior part of the nose, then the blood may not come only through the front part or the nostrils, but it can also go through the throat, and then you bring it out through the mouth. That is where sometimes people may think that the person is vomiting blood or he's coughing blood, but it is epistaxis, which is from the back of the nose. So he bleed through the throat and then it brings it out. So you may think he's vomiting blood or he's coughing blood, but it's because of where the blood is coming from. Yes.
So that means everybody is at risk of this.
Everybody is at risk. So, like I said, it's common in kids than in adults because of how the children are. They are prone to a lot of trauma during their activities. And then also sometimes too, when people tend to pick their nose a lot, you see them putting their hands in their nose, picking their nose. Sometimes they put foreign bodies. They put keys, they put sticks. You don't know what they're looking for in their nostrils. And as they do that, some of these vessels are attached. And because they are tiny vessels, capillaries, they break. And then the blood will begin to come. Sometimes to polyps. Polyps are some growth in the nostrils that can also predispose such a person to the nosebleed. Sometimes to hypertension. Somebody's having hypertension. And the hypertension is not being controlled. When we're talking about hypertension, we mentioned that some of the complication of hypertension is epistaxis, nosebleed. So when the hypertension is uncontrolled and the BP is high, very high, skyrocketing, it can cause the nose to bleed. Sometimes too, if somebody is on some medications like aspirin, you see, I've been aspirin for some time, it can also cause the nose to bleed. Even when the weather becomes dry during Harmattan, dry climate. So in emergency, in Harmattan season, we get a lot of epistaxis, the nose bleed, because the weather is dry. So dry climate can also make people bleed. And sometimes to people who like vitamin K, they can also get a lot of nosebleed. And then scurvy, some sickness like scurvy. Scurvy is when you bleed with the slightest injury, you bleed. Normally it's when you like vitamin C that you can get scurvy. So scurvy can also predispose you to this nosebleed. And hemophilia are some of the blood diseases. Hemophilia, leukemia, anemia, purpura, and all those things, rheumatoid fever, and all those things can predispose someone towards a nosebleed. You know, so that is it.
Okay. So, what should I do in case I have this condition?
Yes. I think that the signs are that there'll be oozing of blood from the nostrils. Oozing of blood. Blood will be coming from your nose. So sometimes you may be doing nothing. You are just sitting either in a car, in the washroom somewhere. And then suddenly you feel that something is coming from your nostrils. Sometimes it will even swell your dress, you see. And then you are having nosebleed or epistaxis, you see. Yeah. So when you see these things, don't be alarmed. Just hold the soft part of the nose. Hold it like this and then breathe through your mouth. When you apply the pressure on the nose, then you put ice block on the nose bridge. You breathe through your mouth because you have blocked the soft part of the nostril. So you can't breathe through your nose. So you breathe through your mouth, you know, so that the blood will not go back to your throat and into your lungs or your stomach, you know. When you breathe through your mouth and then you press the soft part of the nose, sometimes the blood stops, and then you apply ice packs on the nostrils. And then what is causing you to bleed? Is it hypertension? We check your BP. You see, if the BP is too high, we need to give medication to control it. Because some of the people don't have hypertension. You see, so epistaxis will alert them that this is hypertension. Then when they come, after arresting the bleed, we check the vital signs. If the BP is high, we now put them on antihypertensives, you know. And then sometimes too, when it happens like that, we also tend to do a lot of tests to look at what might have caused this? Is it that you have vitamin K? Are you having hemophilia? Is there polyp in the nostril? Are you having leukemia? Because all these things are some of the reasons why you get nosebleed. So after taking care of the bleed, you have to do further investigation to know the cause of it, you see. And then when the investigations are done, we can now put you on the medication so that it doesn't reoccur, you see. Because sometimes you can bleed to the point where now you lose a lot of blood. And then sometimes you get lightheadedness, sometimes dizziness, sometimes difficulty in breathing. Your pulse begin to go rapid and bouncy. You know, sometimes the person become pale, you see. Even sometimes the too much of the bleeding can also bring the blood pressure so low that you go into what? Hypotension, you see. Sometimes if the bleeding is severe, you can get the bleeding, the blood from your ears and then at the corners of your eye. You see, that is if the bleeding is too severe. So the blood will come in the corner of your eye. The blood will appear because there's a connection between the eye and the nose and the ears. So if the bleeding is too much, sometimes the blood will come from the middle ear also. So you see blood from the ears, blood in the nostrils, and the blood in the corner of the eye. That means the bleeding is too much. It's very severe, you see. So when you see all these things, don't be alarmed. You come to the hospital, do the first aid I said, apply Aspax on the nose bridge, hold the nose, the soft part, close it, pinch it hard, and then breathe through your mouth. If it stops, if it doesn't stop after 10 minutes, then it's too high, it's too much. Then you have to come to the hospital for you to be assisted. And then, like I said, the underlying cause, investigations are done, underlying cause is seen, and then help is given to avoid reoccurrence of the nosebleed. Yeah.
Yes. So, like I ask again, like, what is the most important thing we should always have in mind? Should we, encounter such disease? Like, what is the most important thing should we keep?
Yes. I think, basically, like I said, chip in this and then I'll answer the next one. Normally when they see the blood, people get alarmed, you see, because normally you don't see blood in your nose and then suddenly blood is coming. So people get anxious. Am I dying? What is happening? And you know where we are as Africans, we easily ascribe spirituality to some of these things, you see. So when it happens, relax. Don't be alarmed. Hold your nose. Clean up the blood. Hold the soft part of the nose. Sit down quietly, tilt your head up a little, breathe through your nose, it will stop. If it doesn't stop, just relax. Let somebody assist you and bring you to the hospital so that you don't further swell your dress. You can even apply ice packs on the nose bridge, and then the ice packs can help, you know, constrict the blood vessels, and then you'll be fine. And then also, we want to make sure that people should avoid putting their hands and foreign bodies into their nostrils. We should avoid it. You see people putting their hands into their nostrils, picking things. Children, they even put their hands there and they will lick it. You know how children are?
Yes.
You don't know how this thing is sweet. They put their hands inside, and they'll be licking it. You see? But it's a bad practice because it is one of the reasons why we get nosebleed. Avoid foreign objects into the nose and all that. And then when we are predisposed, or when you ever have the nosebleed before, it means that you can easily get it if the underlying problem is not solved. So one of the things we also advise is that we shouldn't bend down too much for long, and then we shouldn't be lifting heavy weights. Because when you lift the heavy weight, you put pressure in the blood vessels in the nostrils, and then sometimes they rupture and they bleed. So sometimes even in the gym, you see, as they lift the dead weight, the heavy weight, they bleed from the nose. I've seen it before. You go to the gym, as people lift the heavy weight, because as you lift the heavy weight, you engage a lot of muscles. You see, and then some of the pressure go as far as in the head, and then in the nostrils, and then these vessels rupture, and then you see blood coming. So I've seen it in the gym before. You see, and then also, we should advise that when you have any infection in the nose, treat it fast. Because when this infection stays long in the nose, is the reason why sometimes you get the nosebleed. You see it? And then also your vital signs, we should be checking our blood pressure often. Because like I said, one of the causes of the nosebleed is what? High blood pressure. or blood pressure which has not been controlled. See, so when we check our blood pressure, is the reason why you will discover that you have blood pressure. So let me help myself to avoid nosebleed or epistaxis or even other complications from the blood pressure. And the last one, there's a chemical called humidifier. If the weather is dry and you are prone to nosebleed during dry weathers or dry climates, you make sure the humidifier is always in your bag or around you so that when the nose is dry, you apply it in the nostrils to make the place humid, and then the vessels will not break for you to get the nosebleed. And then the last one is, when you see, relax, pinch the soft part of the nose, tilt your head a little bit up, open your mouth and breathe through your mouth, and come to the hospital for comprehensive care. Yeah.
Thank you, Kweku Owusu. You hear that, come to the hospital. He didn't say after that the blood has stopped, stay at home. No, because you never know what comes next. Thank you once again, Francis Kweku Owusu, for this time with you. Listeners, we'd like to thank you also for listening to Health Podcast Ghana. Don't forget, more health topics are available on your favorite podcast app in different languages. Listen, share with others, and leave a comment, because knowledge leads to better choices. Thank you. Another time we'll meet again. It is bye-bye. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Hopefully, this information helps you to make healthy decisions in life.